3-7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, November 21st, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. My Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, the lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it is
a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Here's a review from the last event that we did when the Sons of Liberty went to Michigan. I just saw you here in Battle Creek, Michigan, and I wanted to say thank you. Your presentation was awesome, and I can't wait for my wife and kids to see your DVDs. And we've talked about this at length multiple times, folks, but to get engaged in the battle, I talked to a lot of Tea Party leaders here recently and over the past couple weeks, and some of them are saying some people's wind is pulled out of their sails, but this morning I talked to a woman who said, it doesn't matter. We've got to keep our lamps trimmed, and we've got a lot of momentum going for us to move forward in this last election, in this next election, because the answer wasn't in Romney, and it's not in a political office. It's in the people of the United States of America standing up and becoming sons and daughters of liberty. So I encourage you to get that DVD series, and you'll get comments just like the one I just read to you today. Another one, we're talking about gun control yesterday. Bradley wrote a commentary last Friday for WorldNet Daily. It's also on a bunch of other outlets throughout this week. It's being shared, like Conservative Action Alerts and also the Right Side News.
You having problems over there or what?
Yeah, my kind of like that mic over there.
Your apples getting stuck or what? You got too much caramel
apple,
in there?
Apple sauce. Bradley, very knowledgeable and well-written article. This is the article, again, we posted on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. However, we have a government that feels it was okay to commit treason to hand us over to the UN. And if you read the article, you understand why. Because when a government commits treason, force is required to bring that government back into submission. That's why there is a Second Amendment. Be educated on this topic, folks. It's not about hunting. And Tom Bender found that same thing out. Thank you, Tom, for your email. Also, too, just recently, the D.C. suburbs spent $100,000. This is right after he's elected. We're going to keep moving forward with the agenda. D.C. suburb to spend $100,000 on application assistance for illegals signing up for Obama's executive amnesty. There's his army right there, folks. They're going to spend $100,000. Now, this is a suburb. This
on
is
the IRS's
city.
New SWAT team as well.
And this isn't even a forced federally mandated thing. This is a city buying into this. Folks, if you don't reach that next generation, that's going to be the policy that your cities are going to be kicking out. But something on a positive note, too, that we just put out on Sons of Liberty on Facebook, a news anchor stuns two news anchors, actually. They got on the air, and they stunned the audience by resigning live on the air. Due to reasons, they said, I just wanted to know that I was doing the best job that I could be, honest and ethically. But they said that the upper management of this news source forced them to give unbalanced news,
yes,
and it was politically unbalanced. They didn't say which way to go, but
what
the fact was politically.
What outlet? Because CNN, same thing happened there.
This is actually in Maine, so
good
it's
for
more
them.
Of a local station.
A local.
I think it's an ABC affiliate, but it's owned by a local.
So who's buying up all the media?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be those Muslims?
And what are they forcing people to do?
Yeah.
What just happened in Maine, for example, with the whole marriage amendment thing? Supposedly, the state legislature of Maine passed gay marriage? I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's fraud involved
in
all over the country.
Hey, dude, Barack Obama would never have won if the voters throughout this country were given a piece of paper to drop in a box and it was read by local citizens and reported by local citizens, not computers, not something that they can rig.
That's right.
Stalin was right when he said, it's not those that vote, it's who does the counting of the vote. And that's exactly where we're at today. There's no way in a million years, I don't care what you, folks, there's going to be, let me say this. There is a lot of I told you so's coming out of this radio program way ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you what, for all those that sit there and kick up against the goats, there's going to be a lot of, you know what, I used to hate that guy's guts, but everything that he said is exactly right on the money. After the fact, it's like Jeremiah. Everybody laughed at Jeremiah until they were pillaged, until they were toppled. And I'm telling you what, those that agree with what's going on through this administration, you're giving way to those that are toppling you.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words.
And they depend upon it.
Mark my words.
Without your agreement, they couldn't topple you.
And I'm telling you this, and this is this stuff that's going on in your country is as clear as the nose on your face. Mm-hmm. And yet these people still kick against me. They kick against the Constitution, which I'm grounded in, the Bible, which I'm grounded in. They kick against it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look past the last 40 years and 50 and 60 years and say, you know what? Those countries were told too. Those countries were warned too. For some reason, the American people think that they're above the grade. They're made out of a different clay than anybody else's, and it will never happen here. That's exactly what they said about the Titanic. God himself couldn't sink the ship. And guess what ship sunk? The Titanic.
That's right.
And I guarantee you, that's exactly what's going on in America right now. Read Leviticus 26. I'm going to keep telling you this, friends. You are in stages of God's judgment right now. And let me tell you, to those that continue on in your sin, it doesn't get better for you. It gets worse for you. And the stages get harsher and harsher and harsher. And we are in stage three. We are in stage three right now. And sooner or later, there's going to be a sword. It will happen. Read Deuteronomy 28:2, friends, because as I've said so often before, you don't want to listen to God in his blessings, you're going to listen to him in his judgments. Because what man leaves undone, at length God will bring forth through judgment. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control and those useful idiots that are willing to help
them. The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Over the last couple days, we've been talking about 56 million dead in the name of government's gun control. I'm going to give you the best that the left, the progressives, the communists, they're all the one and the same, socialists. His name is Bill Mayer, and he just happened to have actor Bill Engvall and Representative Daryl Issa discussed the Second Amendment on the Bill Mayer Show, as well as with Alex Wagner, an NBC, MSNBC analyst. I don't know what she's analyzing.
An analyst?
Yeah, she's an analyst. Analytical.
One of those people.
She's anal. Yes. And oftentimes she looks like that region of the body, the anal part of the body. Just watch her when she opens up her colon at times and she says things that she shouldn't say.
The one on her shoulders.
Yes. It's absolutely incredible. I think people, you know, friends, I want to say this too, and I want people to understand me when I'm saying this. I'm not saying these things to demean them. They don't need my help. They're already doing it. You know, I mean, it's like talking to someone that sits and reads the Bible all day, mm-hmm. and then having someone that never read the Bible in a day in their life correct them.
Tell them what's
the same
on.
Thing with the Constitution. You know, but in this case, with the situation in the White House, he's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, but apparently he's doing everything contrary to the Constitution itself. Yeah. Which, in fact, in case in point, he is, mm-hmm. friends.
Sorry.
I think sometimes people think that when people are really saying that he's doing the contrary to what he should be doing, mm-hmm. I think people think that you're being facetious. And I'm not being facetious at all. And when I say that, I'm not trying to demean them. No, I'm serious when I'm saying that they're doing a good enough job on their own. But for those that don't know the difference, let me lay the straight stick next to the crooked one so you can see for yourself that, wait a second, I thought Bradley was just being a wise guy. I'm not being a wise guy at all. It's just that simple.
Yeah, how do 56 million people, as you explained in your commentary, the last commentary, 56 million people suffered the pill because of the ignorance that they allowed to continue to go on.
Because of the Bill Mayers, because of the Alex Wagners, because of the actors Bill Engvall, because of these people that don't have a clue as to what they're talking about, they get on national TV, and because people like the actors or they like the analysts, let me just call her an analyst, and these communists like Bill Mayer, I mean, he's vile.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is vile, and it's like in the Bible, friends. Do you know that kings used to use the baser sort of priest to implement illegal agendas against the people? That's exactly what's going on with television.
Mussolini used scoundrels. Why?
Totally.
Because they're the easiest compromise.
And he called them scoundrels. Mm-hmm. He wasn't demeaning them. He was using them to implement propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one writing the papers and vetting the papers, friends.
That's right.
So,
and going back to your scholar, Obama is a scholar of the Constitution. He knows exactly where to go to tear down. Some people
that's
say scholar
going.
In a negative or in a positive sense, like, oh, he's really smart. That means he'll uphold it. No,
he's not really smart neither, by the way.
The best criminals know the legal system the best.
That's right.
They know how to equip themselves with their quote-unquote rights. They know how to get through a judge's system. They know how to speak when answered because they're knowledgeable.
When you look in cases of those that are imprisoned, it's the criminals that learn
the law.
They do,
study.
Undo the law, and they bring it to the judge, and they try to find a loophole, just like an attorney would. And what do? They undo the justice system through a lack of justice. And let me say this. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And that's very important for you to understand. And there's a lot of injustices taking place in your country today. Jake, that thing that you were just talking about with the reporters, is there a video on that?
Yep, there's a video. It's right on the Facebook.
I would like to hear that. Can you pull them after this piece? We're going to pull up Bill Mayer. We're talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. I want you to listen to the absolute arrogance in the ignorance that is involved. And when they're done, I'm just going to come back and I'm going to read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And that's all I'm going to ask is, what is it that they don't understand about shall not be violated or infringed? They think for some reason the Supreme Court will take up the case on the Second Amendment only to gut the pith and marrow out of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Friends, let me tell you this. God gave us rights. The state did not. Therefore, the state cannot take our rights that God gave us away.
Inalienable, it says.
Thank you.
The Declaration.
Thank you. So go ahead and play that piece real quick.
Let's ask Alec. What would you change in the Constitution?
I'm going to be pilloried for this.
Stop for a second. The first thing Bill Mayer said is, what would you change in the Constitution? So what are they fighting against? Who we are. Don't forget that, friends. Don't forget that. Go ahead. Play it again.
Let's ask Alec. What would you change in the Constitution?
I'm going to be pilloried for this. I'd get rid of the Second Amendment, right to bear arms.
MSNBC.
In the grand scheme of the rights that we have, right of assembly, free speech, I mean, owning a gun does not tally on the same level as...
Stop for a second. Did you hear the people clapping behind them? Do you suppose that was probably bought and paid for?
Probably
we're talking about in New York.
Idiots,
What would happen, do you suppose, if those people in New York are armed people?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd be talking about getting mugged and going through the park and getting killed and raped and all this other stuff? Or maybe they just got their buttons handed up by Mayor Bloomberg there, who talks about, you know what, proudly disarmed.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's right. But not you, right, Mr. Holmes, Mr. Bloomberg? No way.
Notice how the island of Manhattan is secured by lots of guns, lots of police officers, lots of horses, and lots of cars.
You know who I think is cheering at Bill Mayer's and Alex Wagner's analyst at the MSNBCers over there? You know who I think is clapping in the background? You know what they are? It's a conglomeration of the world dictators.
There we go.
That's who's clapping.
That's the UN.
All right,
there.
Man. These guys are
falling
for it. Keep it up, Billy. That's why we pay all that money,
that's
man.
Right.
Just keep doing it. And maybe we can breed, you know, like sheep begat sheep. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can begat useful idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Begat useful idiots.
Yes, it's contagious.
Let's keep playing. Play that again, please. Hurry up. I'm excited to hear old Billy Bob.
Let's ask Alec. What would you change in the Constitution?
I'm going to be pilloried for this. I'd get rid of the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. I just think in the grand scheme of the rights that we have, right of assembly, free speech, I mean, owning a gun does not tally on the same level as those other constitutional rights.
Do you want to highlight that, Jake? Just to show the completely backwards, completely contradicts yourself. Show the contrast.
Yep. If you have a country that doesn't have the ability to defend its rights, it does not have any rights, period. This woman quotes the First Amendment. Right after the First Amendment was the right to bear arms. Why to secure that amendment if government went outside of its scope? When you say the word idiot, and again, just not to demean a person's character, we're all God's creatures. Some choose to go the other and opposite direction and work against God's creation. And that's when you draw the line and say, this person is clearly an idiot. I don't care if you're misled. She has primetime television that night to say that kind of thing, and people actually clap, all 10 of them. In your country, if you do not have an ability to secure your rights, your own ability, you don't leave it up to somebody else. You have to be jealous over your rights. Yeah. Jefferson said that's the mother of tyrannies.
They want your guns, somebody else. That's right. They want your guns, and you're to trust them that they're going to enforce your First Amendment, lady?
It's just,
Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
So then let's just tell that lady, then we're going to drop all the security going into your building on Rockefeller there down in Manhattan.
That's right.
Because, you know, we don't need guns.
Well, like, I mean, what does that have to do with the First Amendment?
Are you talking about, like, us peasants?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the First Amendment, in that building, before you go in, before she does her newscast or the analyst or whatever she is.
An analyst. Yes.
People protect that building from mobs coming in and taking over.
Yes.
She likes those, but us, the peasants, that's exactly what the message is. You, the peasants, don't deserve it.
Yeah, but my armed guard, we're good.
That's right. We elitists, we deserve it.
Idiot. Webster's 1828. A natural fool or fool from birth.
There we go.
She's
obviously a fool from birth.
I'm surprised it's on there because there wasn't a whole lot of idiots except the Tories back then.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they're always dealing with some, but usually in small numbers, and they don't get primetime television. We're in the day and age now where they do get primetime.
But that's right. MSNBC just had to lay off 300 more employees.
And they lost Microsoft's backing.
I forgot about that. And how many of these outlets went bankrupt, but yet they're still there.
That's right.
Mysteriously, friends, where did all that stimulus money go, Jake?
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
You think it went to bankrupt media outlets, dude.
I don't know. I mean, well, they were covering the backsides of all the Wall Street robbers. Are you talking about those guys?
I don't know. I do know that a couple just resigned because they were sick of being strong-armed and they felt they couldn't do their job correctly.
Well, good for them.
That's First Amendment.
That's a good thing. Go ahead. Let's listen to Mr. Bill Maher and all of his little communist useful idiots. Go ahead.
And being more discreet about who gets to have a firearm and the right to kill with a firearm, I think, is something that it would be in our national interest to revisit that.
Our international interest. Isn't that interesting? No, we're not talking about the UN, ma'am. Maybe if that's the situation, we need to move your little hind end over to Europe.
Another country where there is no First Amendment because there's no Second Amendment to protect your First Amendment.
Yeah.
She also brings up the word, the right to kill. The Second Amendment is not the right to kill.
No, again, stupidity.
Yes.
But let me ask you, Jake. What did you just say she said?
Talking about the right to kill. She said the Second Amendment is about the right to kill.
Who does the killing? I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Are they legal or are they illegal? Arm bearers.
Those guns.
That's important. Let's forget about that. No. Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. Facts are stubborn things.
Yes, they are. They don't move.
They're stumbling blocks to these people. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to keep talking about 56 million killed, murdered in the name of gun control. We're going to go back to Billy Bob.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Of the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. I just think in the grand scheme of the rights that we have, right of assembly, free speech, I mean, owning a gun does not, it does not tally on the same level as those other constitutional rights were given. And being more discreet about who gets to have a firearm and the right to kill with a firearm, I think, is something that we would be, well, it would be in our national interest to revisit that.
I respect your opinion on that, but...
She has a right to be wrong.
Yeah, she has the total right to be wrong. But my belief is this. Since I was brought up around guns. I'm an outdoorsman. I hunt. I fish. Everything. My belief is if we take away that right to bear arms, the only people that are going to have the arms are the people who are going to be the ones breaking into your house and doing this. I want the right to protect my family. And listen, I don't believe there's any reason for a person like myself to own an AK-47.
Right.
But I don't think you should. I think you can ban guns.
If
you can just pull the trigger and 60 bullets fire out, there's no need. It's not used for hunting.
Okay, stop right there then. Then let me ask you something, Bill Engvall. Then why does the government have them? Mm-hmm. You just diminish the whole purpose of the right to bear arms right then and there. Here again, in their confusion, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. Well, what's the reason you have the right to bear arms? Back to the analyst, Alex Wagner. Well, then the question that's not being asked here is, why do you have the right to bear arms? Why is the international community kicking up against your right to bear arms? Who's trying to usurp the Constitution? The international communities. Yep. Who's trying to topple your government? The international communities. So why do you have the right to bear arms? That's the whole purpose. That was the whole reason our forefathers established Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, to protect us, if need be, from those that try to abuse us. I was reading some of the stuff from the Federalist Papers yesterday from the father of the Constitution, James Madison. We have to go back to the founders and ask them why, for example, did George Washington call them the people's liberty's teeth? Why? What causes us to remain a free people today? What you have in your hands, friends.
That's right.
Yeah, like it or not. I don't care if you're a communist or not. You know, communist, what you're going for, and you know why you're going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Lenin said, give me a man that has a gun. He'll control 100 people without a gun.
Yep.
And that's exactly what this is all about. And you have these idiots on television, Bill Maher show, talking confusion. She has the right to be wrong. She has the right to be wrong. Yeah, but see, they don't propagate it that way. They don't perpetuate their propaganda that way. They push it out there like it's fact.
Yep. And they demand you to.
And all the while, they overlook the facts.
That's right. Knowing what the facts are, and then they try to bury the facts.
That's exactly. Well, they just, you know, through omission.
And then you get, and this is what's worse. This is the worst thing. You get a guy that comes on and says, well, you know, I support the Second Amendment. I hunt, I fish. You know, I don't think you need a fully automatic weapon and da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, well, why don't you just give the enemy all the ammo that they need?
That's
and
right.
Just agree with them and fall all over them and capitulate to them, because they're going to take it.
I think the bottom line is, Jake, is why does the international communities have them then?
Exactly.
What are those for? That's all you have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, it's stupid. Stupid. There's your answer.
Yep. Why do lions have teeth? Well, because they hunt with them. They protect with them.
That's, but what happens if you knock those teeth out?
Then you don't have to be afraid of the lion.
That's right.
Or maybe then
a
the
bull.
Lion.
What about a bull? Why does he got horns on his
exactly.
head?
Exactly. Protection.
Protection. Chemo.
Huh?
That's right.
And why do cats have claws?
Maybe we should just get rid of the horns on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And the cats, let's just declaw them.
I think the best...
And America, let's just disarm you.
That's right. Give up those rights.
Yeah.
Give up the right. No, America needs to give up their wrongs.
Yeah.
And keep their rights. Because when you give up the wrongs, because here's the excuse always.
Well, you know, in downtown Detroit, people are getting murdered everywhere.
They don't talk about the fact that those guns were gotten illegally.
That's right. And criminals were using them.
Illegally.
And criminals were using them.
And criminals were using them against people that probably weren't armed legally.
This works fantastic for the international communities, as does it work great for the prison system and the bureaucracy.
And don't execute justice upon criminals.
No,
be soft
on them.
Committing crimes.
Just tell them they got three strikes and then they're out. Go ahead and commit crimes three times, and then we're going to execute justice.
And use a lot of guns while you commit those crimes.
And then on television, through NBC and all these other outlets, HBO, teach the kids how to kill, and then we'll work for our buddies, the politicians, to gun grab.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it that way. Yeah. I never thought about that. And if that doesn't work, we'll send them down to Toys R Us so they can get games to learn how to rape and kill and murder.
Mm-hmm.
Cops even, and even teach them how to shoot off a president's head.
Hey, why not?
All right, then let's disarm the people of the M1s, Obama's administration.
They don't need those
M1s. And if that doesn't work, what we'll do is we'll put AK-47s into drug lords, into their hands, not only in Mexico, killing 300 people and one Border Patrol agent, but we'll go over to Benghazi and we'll have our ambassador gun run for us and do the same thing, Fast and Furious Benghazi style. And then if that gets too hot, we'll just put a hit out on the ambassador. And if that doesn't work, folks, you know, if America's still stupefied, well, you know what? Sooner or later, they'll just capitulate. They'll just give up. Hey, man, the way the conservatives are going today, man, I'll tell you what.
We're on a roll.
Which one isn't ready to give it up, man?
Okay. That's exactly right.
Give us another reason.
Because
come on, just give me a football game.
Right.
You know, I don't. Go ahead, take it, man. I don't care. Wasn't it Stalin that said, I could have never killed millions and millions and millions and millions of my own people, said a tyrant, had they not relinquished their rights?
History proved
their firearms.
Right.
They gave them up, man.
They've got the right to be wrong. You know, now that Obama's reelected, Obamacare is okay. Now we can grab guns from veterans.
Well, sure. No, we'll just say that they're sick. They're like ADHD or they're post-mortem war syndrome. And we'll just keep creating names.
But look at that.
And then we'll use MSNBC and these outlets and we'll inundate ABC and CBS and we'll demonize them until people believe it because they're too stupid to go back and read the two pillars.
Or because
don't want to do that.
Because they got a football game to catch up on.
Yeah.
Or fantasy football. They got
at least that, Jay. get your hands off my game.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really sorry.
I mean, that's
that.
Why the West, that's why in the West we're being attacked by the Middle East anyways, and we're hated because they already realize out of their own mouth, America's gods are their sports.
That's right.
Let's attack, man.
Why was the Gladiator
Arena? Let's do
this. Why was the Gladiator Arena developed?
What are we waiting for? Entertain them to know.
Demoralize them.
Let's finish the rest of this. Bill Mayer and his little communist useful idiots. I want to get into Rep. Daryl Issa. I think he said some really, really good things.
Reason for a person like myself to own an AK-47.
Right.
But I don't think you should. I'd be willing to meet you halfway and say, I think you could ban guns. If you can just pull a trigger and 60 bullets fire out, there's no need. It's not used for hunting. It would ruin any of the meat.
Hang on a second. But it is used by international governments. But
they don't
that's
hunt.
What you forgot to tell the people.
Right.
But it is used by those that mean to topple your government.
They don't hunt.
Bill, how many AK-47s should we sell to Mexican drug cartels? We have a problem in America, which is that we misunderstand, quite frankly, the Second Amendment's for. It's for law-abiding citizens to have a right both to protect themselves and to be protected from living under tyranny. Nobody in this room has lived under tyranny. Just give me 1 second to be not funny. In Egypt, the only reason there was a change in government is the military backed the protesters. Gaddafi kept the military, and the only reason that Gaddafi is gone today really is their people got guns, their people became part of a popular movement. Now, we may not consider ourselves like Libya ever, but our Second Amendment is one of the reasons we know we never will.
It's a fantasy if we didn't like the government, the government could take over. The government has nuclear weapons. And the Marine Corps.
Stop. Who gave your government the power to do it in the first place, Bill?
We can never take
I see this on Facebook all the time, friends. They're talking about, look at what we used to be and look what we have become. Mm-hmm. And I always got to go on there and say, well, who let them do it?
Right.
Who let them do it? Folks, this is a prophet's message. This is. There's no getting away from it. Every time you're listening to the Sons of Liberty, you are hearing the prophetic message to return unto your God, end of story. But the only way that you do that is by taking responsibility. And guess what America is doing their best to avoid? Responsibility as they go further down into the stages of God's judgment. As if to say things are just going to get better someday. Have they gotten better since we said America, no to God in 1962? And don't Facebook me and say, oh, you know, we got rid of God. Are you stinking kidding me? No, you turned your back on God, the life giver. It's like the little bird who wants to, he's on a ship and he's out in the middle of the ocean and he wants to be free.
Free.
He wants to be liberated. Tweet, tweet, tweet. And you know what that little bird does? He has a great idea, like the communists that you allow to breed in America, friends. I'm going to get away from the ship. So he starts flying away from the ship. Guess what he does? He can't see land, and he keeps flying and flying and flying, and he can't see land. And he says to himself, if I don't get back to that ship, I'm going to die. That's right. Get back to the ship, friends. You're the light of the world for a reason. And that ship called the Bible and the Constitution and the 56 signers that you had gave you the greatest country in the world. And guess what America's doing? Ignoring the very ones that gave us what they gave us. That's like the little bird. He keeps flying. Well, sooner or later, he's going to fall in the world in the water and drown because he didn't have enough common sense to return back to the boat.
Yep.
Hello. It's that easy.
The boat that was a security.
It's just too difficult. You know what? And 9 times out of 10, friends, I'll do an event. Everybody, I kid you negative, will come up to me and agree with everything I just told you. And then the next sentence out of their mouth, I got to hurry up and get home. There's a baseball game on. There's a football game on. There's a hockey game on. My favorite television program is on. 68% up. Nudity, sexuality, immorality on television. Is there anything good there, friends? King David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. And friends, it's time that we start to practice what we preach. Take responsibility, confess our sins, get back to our Father through Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins through His blood. Take Him by His word, walk in faith, and conquer. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Program. For 9 years, it's been leading the way of the new media, which has been supplanting the Democrat media, like the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is how we get the truth out. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, when you get into the things of the Spirit of Christ, the first thing you are given is your armor bearer, spiritually speaking. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. Your loins girded with the truth.
That's right.
Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The sword of the Spirit.
I don't know if we need the sword, though. I mean, we don't have the right to kill people.
Did you hear them, extremists? No. Black and white, baby. Black and white. It's either true or it's not true.
You can thank every liberty you got on black and white.
That's, and bloodshed.
That's it. Period. Yes.
Now, friends, what I wanted to do, I'm going to give this over to Jake real quick. Listen to what George Mason, I'll give it to you, okay? Look at me. I promise, you got the last segment here. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about 56 million dead in the guise of gun control. It's not about guns, it's about control. And I'm going to go across the country, friends. And I'm going to show you all those anti-gunner mayors that just have to get rid of your guns. The surprising part is this. Friends, they can't have guns. Why? Because they're felons. And tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to expose their crimes for you to show you the hypocrisy. Folks, the crimes they were convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants, and no wonder why they want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. And friends, I am never advocating putting the guns into the hands of criminals, never. I'm always talking about lawful business, always. And I know I got a lot of those people that hate the laws of our republic, our constitutional republic. They just hate them. Got to get rid of them. Just got to keep talking around it through omission and got to just attack. And then if that doesn't work, then I'll attack the founders and I'll call them every name to the revisionists that they have created them.
But they have their right. They have their right to be wrong.
Yeah, but I guess it's their new right, Jake, to go ahead and tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own
head. They have a right to do that.
That's not a right. As a matter of fact,
it costs blood to get that right.
That's true. That's the core of it. That's right. That's the heart, the pith and marrow, the gospel, the good news. Patriotism, of liberty. You're right. Aside of that, they don't have the right to revise books, neither. Folks, did you know that that's against the law?
You don't have the right to do it wrong.
Where are the people that find all of these errors purposed on the American people through the educational scheme? Folks, if you would, when you find errors in books, you get an attorney, you take the people that wrote the book, and you go after them. That is a crime. Revisionists do not have the right to lie. Yep. You don't have the right to lie, friends. Look at your state statutes. You'll find in there that they cannot lie to kids in public schools, but they're doing it all day long. Why? Oh, I heard someone say, because Bradley, you got to take care of that, Bradley. You got to take care of that, Bradley. No, no, no. I'm busy in the 6 and 7 states, and we got another one coming up over the last 8 weeks, friends. We need some help here. Your country, too.
That's right.
Right? But tomorrow we're going to talk about corrupt mayors that are anti-gunners. Oh, I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Thanksgiving, and Jake's going to highlight that in a minute. But we'll talk about that Friday. Thank you for highlighting that. I appreciate that. Yeah? That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right.
She loves that feeling.
Go for it, Jake.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, in 1620, Pilgrim set sail for America. I'm going to give you a little historical background on this. How did we come about getting a national holiday, Thanksgiving? And it may shock some of you, but nearly half of them died before spring. This was our pilgrims that came over here, the first people to plant the English colony. Samoset was an Indian who actually came back with another Indian who understood English and helped the pilgrims to plant and to farm so that they didn't die through the next summer and into the next spring. And they called him, quote, a special instrument sent of God for our good, and never left us until he died. God sent an angel to our founders. See, America didn't just pop up, and Manhattan popped up, and California popped up.
It didn't.
It happened slowly.
It didn't just blow into existence.
I used to think as a kid, we just always were here.
Yeah, but
the pilgrims came, and it was a piece of cake. Half of them died the first winter they were here.
Jake, you're lying. I'm the revisionist. You're right. Lying, Jake. We blew into existence. And just think, there's 6 billion people. Mm-hmm. They look the same. They act the same. They have the same natures without Christ. They do the same things. They have two eyes. They have a nose. They have two ears. They have genitalia. They have two biscuits. They have feet. They have hands.
Yep.
They have hair on their head.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
they have a common creator.
You think?
I think so.
You mean like when I go to a chicken farm and they got all those chickens in there and they all look the same and they all came from that big chickadee and that other rooster?
Mama chicken?
Yeah.
Daddy
and
rooster?
It's kind of like this. It's like the turkeys, too. I go to those turkey farms and say, whoa, they all look the same.
Yeah.
And they're still reproducing just like God said in Genesis 1.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody told us that we just blew into existence and
we eat those turkeys on Thanksgiving.
But, yeah, but 6,000 years later, Jake, we're still doing the same thing.
That's right.
Just the way God said.
And just like the celebration of Thanksgiving is to that God who gave us all blessing and gave us this country.
You ever see a lion with a lioness? They have cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like their mommy and daddy. Oh, you guys, this is getting, well.
This is getting deep.
This is getting heavy.
Yeah. We need to leave this
late
up to the scientists.
Lay in the sky, brother.
We need to leave this to the scientists. They understand
well, science, but the scientists have forgotten that science is the study of creation.
Yep.
Therefore, they have a creator. But those scientists, they like to take credit unto themselves, don't they?
Right.
When there's a little extra in their form, right,
mm-hmm.
to revise history, which is being revised every day of the week.
Yes, it is.
And you know what it looks like?
If you buy the books.
It looks like the international global scheme every day.
Mm-hmm. More and more like a man.
That's another topic, Jake.
We're on a tirade. These simple-minded pilgrims, they just kept thanking God for everything. They made it past the second summer.
You can't see God, dude.
They started to grow and increase. Edward Winslow, who became the governor, the pilgrim governor, this is the first thing he said. God be praised.
Wait, that sounds like government.
That's right.
Wait, who appointed that? Moses didn't. Wow, this is getting
God
too...
gave government.
Oh, it all goes back to the same source. You're really starting to scare me, Exodus 18:21.
Thanksgiving goes back to that source. God be praised. We had a good increase of corn. By the goodness of God, we are far from want. The grateful pilgrims, therefore, declared a three-day feast, not a fast, but a feast.
But, you know, we have organizations like PETA that say you better not eat that turkey.
Don't eat the turkey.
Starve to death because
God
that may be your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt that's reincarnated.
That's
I'm not kidding you, friends.
Yeah, but you know they eat turkey.
Yeah.
You know they
eat turkey. Behind closed doors, dude, they are killing turkeys like mad.
That's right.
Yes.
In 1623, they experienced an extended, prolonged drought, but our pilgrims prayed it through and had another Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because God kept answering their prayers. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. The drought was broken. The fall produced an abundant harvest. They had another Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
And this Thanksgiving, folks, is Thanksgiving to God, their creator, for the miracles.
But you're talking about the blessings, too. But look at the hardship that they went through. And what did John Adams, the second president, rightly say? What follows luxury, Jake, to those that don't understand history?
Decadence.
Decadence.
Yep.
Guess what's coming, friends?
That's right. Thanksgiving isn't about the football game.
We have a fiscal cliff coming up. Another emergency, friends.
Yeah.
Conveniently conspired and contrived.
And they've got answers.
And the American people are up in arms saying, we better do something. We better do something. The plea of necessity is what?
It's the plea of every tyrant.
Thank you.
William Pitt?
Yes.
The New England colonies.
What would he know about that?
I have no idea.
All right.
I mean, he came from England. Jeez. Hey, so did our founders. The New England colonies, therefore, developed a practice of calling a day of prayer and fasting in the spring and a day of prayer and thanksgiving in the fall.
Yeah, who called that forth? Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln?
That's coming soon.
Okay.
Presidents acknowledge that the Thanksgiving celebration, so common throughout New England, did not begin to spread southward until the American Revolution. Then it went south. Mm. The first act after the framers completed framing the Bill of Rights was Mr. Elias Boudinot.
He was a smart dude. Yes.
Said he could not think of letting the session pass without offering an opportunity to all citizens of the United States of joining with one voice in returning to Almighty God their sincere thanksgiving for the many blessings he had poured down upon them.
Now, that sounds like Benjamin Franklin talking about the providential protection that God gave during the during the Revolutionary War and the establishment of the Declaration.
Whereas it is the duty of all nations, George Washington later acknowledged, of the providence of Almighty God to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Now, therefore, do I appoint Thursday, the 26th day of November, 1789, that we may all unite to render unto him, this is why it's a federal holiday, folks,
amen,
our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection. And in 1815, various governments issued 1,400 official prayer proclamations, calling them Thanksgiving. The year that is drawing to a close, it has been filled with blessings and fruitful fields and healthy skies. To these bounties, which are so consistently enjoined, we are prone to forget the source from which they come.
Yep.
Others have been added, which are so extraordinary, a nature cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. Spoken by the man who gave the Gettysburg Address, Mr. Abraham Lincoln, and made it a national holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, friends. We love you with our hearts. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you on Friday. See ya.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for
allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.